Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Q Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us and joining us right now with a lot to discuss after a week two loss to the Falcons. That would be Elliot Shore Park. He's brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's Color Cut Clarity Carrot. And Cozy, Elliot, how are we doing today?
What's up? How you guys doing today?
What did you take from that press conference, Elliot? I'm curious. I mean, what did you glean from that? Like, what nuggets did you grab from that press conference from Coach Sirianni?
Yeah, I think the main kind of talking point or topic today was the fourth down decision. And, you know, you guys played it, so I guess I don't have to relay what was said. But my main takeaway would be I like that Nick has more conviction in his decision after a few days of looking at it. At the time, I thought it was the right decision. And I definitely think there is a place to change your mind and to, you know, say, you know what, I shouldn't have done that in retrospect. But I think that ultimately I want a head coach that has conviction in decisions he makes. And I like that he's not letting 2 days of bad publicity change his mind. So that would be my main takeaway from the press conference.
So, Elliot, I'm fine with that. I mean, like, and I actually think it looks better on him that he has conviction rather than says, I don't know if I should have done that. I'm curious where you come down on this, Elliot, because I'm confused at the strategy and the really what the idea of what they're trying to do is. Elliot, when they decide to throw the football on third down, and he described it with Joe and John this morning and today, that the Falcons really were kind of muddying up the middle. It was going to be very hard to run for the first down on third and three. Okay. So by throwing, Elliot, he's telling me that they don't want to give the football back. They want to get the first down. That's the most important thing. And they want to hold it and take the knees and win the game, right? That's what it means to me. Well, then
I don't have that same read as you do on that.
But wait, if they get the first down, they don't give the ball back.
Right, but I don't think that their goal, like the goal on every third down, is to get a first down. Like I think you're spinning this into a lack of faith in the defense. But he showed the ultimate faith in the defense by kicking that field goal.
Well, but he didn't, because he gave them a buffer with three extra points. If the ultimate faith in the defense is to go for the fourth down, and if I don't get it, I trust you. He gave them the buffer with the three extra. But it didn't matter. I mean, obviously, that's sort of. But
ultimately, the decision he made on fourth was that he thought his defense would hold them out of the end zone. Right, like that was the decision he made. So I think to say now where the third down decision, I think we arrive at the same place a different way. I think that the decision to throw the ball on third down was the wrong decision, and I also don't like the reasoning that he gave on the morning show. If you want to say that they're clogging the middle and there's nine guys in the box, I get that, but the Eagles have the biggest offensive line in the history of the NFL. They have a running back that they just paid, whatever the guaranteed money was, 30+ million guaranteed. Like sooner or later, eventually you can't let other teams completely dictate what you are going to do. They should be able to trust Saquon in that offensive line to get 3 yards in that spot, especially when you have the added benefit of killing an extra 40 seconds off the clock. So I know Saquon was open, and that way it does make it, in some ways a good play call, but I think that the decision on third down to throw the ball was the wrong decision.
Yeah, so we agree on that. I just think they have to go together. Like, if you're going to throw on third down and you really want the first down, then let's just go for it on fourth down. But they decided to go a different way, and obviously no clock ran, and then the Falcons went down and did what they did. All right, Elliot, there's another aspect of this whole thing from Monday, and there's a lot, that really has gotten very little play on our show, I think all the shows. It's been a lot on Sirianni and just debating what he did. But Elliot, the quarterback threw an interception with about 20 seconds to go, and they had a timeout there. They had a reasonable chance at a Jake Elliott field goal. The more you watched it, I saw you broke it down yesterday. What did you make of the Hurts interception?
Yeah, I don't think we're focusing enough on the Jalen Hurts interception. I understand real time being at that stadium. I was everybody watching the game. It felt like the game was over. And I think that took away some of the backlash from the interception. But they were 15 yards away, and they had just gotten 13 yards on the previous play from giving Jake Elliott a field goal attempt that I bet when he lined up for that, everybody would have confidence he was going to make. So, look, I know if Saquon doesn't drop the ball, he's not in that position. If the defense doesn't let them score, he's not in that position. But the point of having a franchise quarterback is to rescue you in those situations. And that was not even that tall of a task. I mean, they needed, what, 45 yards in 30 seconds with a timeout? That, you know, it's not like we're saying he needed to go 99 yards, no touchdowns in less than a minute. Like, that was a very manageable situation. Now, Nick said this morning, I know that, you know, Devontae got pushed off his route and that there was pressure on Jalen. But my read on that when watching the play is Jesse Bates was intercepting that ball. Jesse Bates was single high. He ended up getting over there. I think even with a perfect throw, Jesse Bates is getting over there. He's one of the best safeties in the league. He's been doing it for years. So I thought it was a poor decision by Jalen to throw that ball.
Elliot Shore Parks joining us here as we talk about the Eagles' loss to the Falcons on Monday. Elliot, we were debating today whether or not we've lowered or changed or adjusted our expectations for the team after watching the first 2 weeks. And it's not just about having a 1-1 record. A lot of teams do. That it's just two games. But just the way they've looked, have you adjusted what you think of the team?
Yeah, so I think it's hard not to. I think that there's definitely a part of me that was there, you know, at training camp all year, all summer, saw how good they looked, saw how good Jalen looked, saw, you know, what these weapons can do, that you want to believe in that, right? You want to see the month-long sample size. But the reality might be that we all have to accept that over the past 10 games, the Eagles have won fewer games than the Giants. And I know you can say last year doesn't matter and all. There should never be a 10-game sample size where the Eagles lose more games than the Giants do. So it is just, as much as there is talent on this team and as much as I do think there is a world where you can view them as Super Bowl contenders, I think we all might be in a little bit of denial about where this team is actually at.
Ellie, wait a minute. Hold up, Ellie. What you saying?
What you saying? They're not that good.
What you saying, Ellie? Are you telling me I need to change my trip to Louisiana?
Well, look, trust me. There's nothing I want to do more than go to New Orleans with you and enjoy that week. So I wish that's still where it was. But I think it's hard to point to a team that is 2-7 in their last 9 and now act like they're going to go out and win, you know, 13 of 17 games or whatever it would take to get to the Super Bowl. It's been a really, really long time since they have played clean football. It's been almost a calendar year since that win over the Dolphins, which is probably their last, like, full game great performance.
You know what?
It was a really good win, too, but it's a long time.
You know what, Elliot? I like you. I like you a lot.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Curious where this is going, yeah.
And I'm not going to hold what you just said against you. I'm going to take it like a grown man, and I'm understand. I'm not. I don't like it. I don't like it. But I hear you.
Well, I hear you. A lot of people didn't like when you were saying to be worried about the Falcons all day.
Yeah, I know. That's why so, I got. I'm so giving you grace.
It's not always
about what I want to hear. But
exactly.
That don't sit well with me, though.
Yeah, people said the truth sometimes is hard to handle.
It ain't the truth. It's the speculation.
Speculation.
It's an opinion.
They've stunk for 11 months.
It's an opinion.
Yeah, all right. But it's a pretty good opinion by Elliot. All right, Elliot, as we look at this thing, the press conference there, Elliot, started with something, and then it got more towards Sirianni and fourth down things. But it was about the Georgia kids. Elliot, how much longer into their careers until we start to wonder here if Howie Roseman was duped a little bit? Elliot, I've wondered for a little while if they had, 10 defensive NFL players on the same field at once and it made them all look better than maybe they are, because it's another week where there's just no production for these guys.
Yeah, I think that when you talk about the defensive line, the conversation has to start with Howie Roseman. If you look along that line, right now, it is miss after miss. Bryce Huff doesn't look like he's going to be an impact player as a free agent signing. Jordan Davis hasn't turned into an impact player in multiple years. Jalen Carter, who, by the way, I think has outstanding talent, can be an impact player in the NFL. It was disappointing to see that after an offseason of talking about wanting to be a leader, wanting to take over for what Fletcher Cox has built, wanting to, and he was acting like it. Like, I was around him. You could tell he seemed committed to this. To then get benched for the first game of a big game because you're late to a team activity. Like, that is a bad look for the leadership of Jalen Carter. And then Josh Sweat, who has had good football for the Eagles, has not been an impact player for a while, and in some ways is only here because he took a pay cut, right? So if you look at this defensive line, a position that Howie Roseman has done such a good job with over the years, it is looking like 2 years of misses is piling up because they're in the bottom five of every important pass rush category through five games, and it's hard to see why that will turn around.
Elliot, let's end with this. The secondary on Monday night wasn't bad until it was really bad at the end when they gave up the big play and the big plays. But I am starting to wonder about the decisions on who's on the field. Cooper DeJean barely playing. I know he was slowed in training camp by an injury, and he's just working his way back. But Isaiah Rodgers, who it seemed like had won a job in camp, and then he got hurt, but he was back, and he didn't play. What do you make of that, and do you think we're going to start seeing some different people on the field as the weeks go on?
Well, I would also highlight that Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean didn't have great games, and Devin White was a healthy scratch. So when they brought Vic Fangio in, it was because he has, close to 30 years of experience in the NFL of producing high-level defenses. He has a track record to back up the power that they have given him. But you're going to be the sole decision-maker, and you are going to make decisions that are, potentially out of the ordinary, right? Not playing the second-round pick, not playing the linebacker that they paid early in free agency, not playing the $34 million edge rusher, a starter amount of snaps. Then you have to be right. Like if you want to make those decisions, then you have to be right. And the linebackers didn't play well. The pass rush has been terrible. Devontae got cooked week one. So eventually the results have to start showing up. And I think that right now, in terms of making those decisions, Vic has earned the right to make them. But the early results have not been great.
They have not. Elliot, we appreciate it. It's going to be an interesting week, and it should be a different one than we expected, but an important one Sunday in New Orleans. Thank you, Elliot. We'll talk.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.